Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful wintry Sunday. It's great to gather together in this wonderful place with wonderful people. There are a few announcements to begin with, and I know Paul has asked for one, so Paul... Yep. But while we're waiting for Paul, I will say that there is a Christmas letter available for the congregation out in the Stirling Vestry. So if you've got a mailbox there, look for a Christmas letter. And Paul.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Paul Grambo. I am the artistic director of London Pro Musica Choir, and this church is our home base. We rehearse right there on Monday evenings. And this Christmas, we are doing a wonderful Christmas performance I've called A Village Christmas. And it is a delightful mix of music, ancient and new. It is next Friday, December, Friday the 13th. Come on, people. And it is at 7:30 p.m., doors at 7 o'clock, and all of the Pro Musica Choir members, of which there are several in the choir, hands up, good people, including the good father here, they all have tickets. Now, Tim Fuster has said the tickets are $30 each, but if you buy three tickets at $40 each, he will give you the fourth one free. He's a great guy. So next Friday, 7:30, right here, buy tickets from Tim. Thank you.
The only other thing that I have to say is a huge thank you to all the volunteers who were involved in the Breakfast with Santa that happened yesterday, from setting up to cooking to serving to cleaning up afterwards to playing music. It was a tremendous success. So thank you, everyone, for your work on that. Let us change our attention to thoughtfulness and a mindfulness for prayer. So let us pray. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
Round a circle of green we gather to pray, hoping to see the coming day. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. As we long for you to be with us and make us your home, all creation praises your name. All creation praises, all creation praises, all creation praises your name. All creation praises, all creation praises, all creation praises your name. Round a circle of green we gather to pray, hoping to see the coming day. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. As we long for you to be and make us your home, all creation praises your name. All creation praises, all creation praises, all creation praises.
Advent Week 2, Peace. O God of peace, help us to hear you in the stories of those who struggle. Peace is what the prophets foretold. Peace is what is sacrificed when profit takes precedence.
We light a candle for peace and pray for the courage to stand up for it.
In this second week in Advent, as we wait and the expectation heightens, deepen our desire for peace.
Like the wise called to journey in those early dawning days, may we seek, strive, and search for peace. Like the prophets, old and new, may we cry out for its coming. We light the candle for peace. May it light the way.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who sent your servant John the Baptist to prepare your people to welcome the Messiah, inspire us, the ministers and stewards of your truth, to turn our disobedient hearts to you, that when the Christ shall come again to be our judge, we may stand with confidence before his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of God's holy word.
A reading from the book of Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to the temple. The messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi, and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in the former years. The word of the Lord.
Come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. His holy prophets, as he promised of old, that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the ways of peace.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Prepare the way of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, this is the second Sunday of Advent. Advent is the season when we begin a new church cycle of readings, and so we begin to read from the Gospel of Luke, which is a nice thing, especially when we come to today and we're invited to reflect on John the Baptist. We hear a little bit more about John the Baptist in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, and he is one of those characters that you would not want to meet in a dark alley. The equivalent today would be somebody standing on the street corner of Dundas with a megaphone saying, "Repent, the kingdom of God has come near." Those type of people that we all just look away from and carry about our business. So John the Baptist is this character that is larger than life, that's almost aggressive in his proclamation. And to be honest, I've avoided talking about John the Baptist for 10 years living on the prairies, because there every valley has been lifted up and every hill and mountain has been lifted low. Now, I'm told by the Wednesday morning group that in Ontario, the area around London is pretty much as flat as it gets. So this is obviously God's favorite part of Ontario, because, again, we're as flat as we can be. And so maybe we don't need to wrestle much with what John the Baptist is calling us to today, but this prairie boy at heart is still struggling with it. What is John the Baptist's call to make straight the way of the Lord? What does that actually mean? I remember about 10 or 15 years ago, and I wonder if anyone else does, there was a big volcanic eruption in Iceland. Yeah, I've got some nods and remembers. That was the day I was scheduled to fly from Pearson International Airport to Tel Aviv to go on a pilgrimage and study course. And I remember people being terribly disappointed, terribly lost, that the first day was going to be lost to this volcanic eruption. And my response was, but what an Old Testament way to start this pilgrimage to the Holy Land, that even fires of mountains can't prevent us from getting to this holy place and experiencing this holy thing that we are no doubt absolutely going to experience when we visited Jerusalem. So it only took us a day to reroute through Philadelphia and get there. And I remember being in the bus, going up from Tel Aviv into the old city of Jerusalem, and looking out the window and thinking, really? This is it? This is the land of milk and honey? It looks like a desert, because it is a desert. And I remember being really disturbed about going, well, how could God choose this as the land of milk and honey when there are places like Ontario that are beautiful and lush and green, and until today, I hadn't seen snow in 2 years. How could God choose that as the place of milk and honey, the holy land? And I remember thinking on that bus ride, it'll get better. It'll get better. And the Church of the Holy Sepulchre was beautiful. Around the Jordan was pretty. Out into the Sinai Peninsula was stunning. But it was all very real. It was all very a big city, a piece of wilderness. There was nothing that stood out to me that made me go, ah, that's it. That's why this is the place that God chose. That's why this is the Holy Land. And I remember coming home on the airplane, being so disappointed. Somehow maybe I did something wrong, that I didn't connect with this place in the right way. Maybe I wasn't holy enough or spiritual enough. Maybe God was denying me some sort of revelation and spiritual epiphany. And it wasn't until about a year and a half later of occasionally wrestling with this, being disappointed, that I came to a realization. And that was that the Holy Land was holy because it could have been anywhere. There wasn't anything unique or special that stood it out in such a way that God couldn't do amazing things in Calgary or in Toronto or in London, Ontario. What I think John is calling us to recognize is that as we make straight the way of the Lord, not only are we called to do that for ourselves, here in our own relationships, in our own ways of connecting, in our own spirituality, which is so important, but we're also invited to make the way straight for others. One of the blessed things that I get to do by being a priest is have conversations, deep, meaningful, personal conversations with so many people. And I'll tell you, not one of the stories or conversations that I've had has been the same. Some have found their way into the church through the amazing food that we cook on Sunday mornings. Some through the incredible choir that we have. Some through art. Some through you name it. And I think you can fill in your own thing that brought you into the position that you are today, sitting in these pews. And there's a natural tendency to want to uplift that as the right way. But we're invited to recognize that precisely because we are a community, precisely because there are so many ways to approach God, that we're invited to lift up those who might be struggling and to maybe pull ourselves down from the high seats that we find ourselves on. We are invited to make things equal, straight, and level, so that as we approach God, those around us can. One of the things that I think is so true about being part of a church is that it provides us with countless opportunities to practice the true virtues of being a Christian, forgiving those little annoyances, accepting those little comments that were said off the cuff that you might have called out, but you didn't mean the way that it was taken. In community, we learn how to forgive each other and forgive ourselves. And if we do it right, we lift each other up and we find ourselves in a position where we can journey towards God hand in hand, recognizing that God is doing a new thing. And isn't that what peace is all about? One thing I deeply believe is that peace, which we lit a candle for today, isn't the absence of conflict. We're people. We see things different ways. We don't always agree. What peace is finding ways to have those disagreements in love and charity and not fracture or break relationship. Peace that's sustainable is a peace that's durable and a peace that's chosen to time and time again to not carry the wounds that we've suffered, but to lay them down and to forgive. This season of Advent, let us try to do a new thing again, to approach God in a way that is meaningful for us. But let us also remember that our actions, our choices, influence those around us. The Orthodox Church often compares to the spirituality of the West, the Roman Catholics, the Anglicans, the Lutherans, as being a two-storied house, that humans live on the ground floor and God is up above. And sometimes we hear a creaky floorboard or a door slam, and that's how we know that God's around. But their view is that heaven and earth are commingled, are mixed together, and that what we do has spiritual implications as profound as the practical implications that we have. When we choose to donate to a cause like Indwell, when we choose to take on a cause of social justice, we're not just doing that for the good of humanity. We're also doing that for the good of the spiritual. In Advent, we're called to begin again, to begin in a new way, hand in hand in peace, as we work to the building up of the kingdom of God. And that is literally what we are building today, here in this place, with our prayers and our praises. Amen. I'd invite the congregation to please stand. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
In our season of waiting and preparation, stir up expectancy and displace complacency. Awaken our senses to you, Emmanuel, God with us and growing within us, to be born in new ways, revealing your love and your glory. Emmanuel, come soon. We are ready. We pray for the church throughout the world, for our siblings in Christ and our friends in other faiths. Give faith leaders wisdom and courage to know your heart, to do your will, and to speak your good news into this present moment. Emmanuel, come soon. We are getting ready. We pray for Canada and all the nations that live on Turtle Island, that those with authority or power will level the uneven ground of policies and practices, making pathways for equity and reconciliation. We pray that all in positions of influence will be moved to heal and protect the earth, its resources and inhabitants, not just for an election cycle or fiscal period, but to propel present or future generations to their full potential. Emmanuel, come soon. We are getting ready. We pray for the world aching for respite from conflict and yearning for lasting peace. We pray for those sheltering from airstrikes, from abuse, from the elements, from persecution. We pray for those whose duty makes them complicit in the suffering. Emmanuel, come soon. We are getting ready. We pray for our life together in London and area and at St. James Westminster. In our busy, concrete, urban world with light pollution that obscures the skies, the tiny bits of green space for playgrounds and dog parks, the wilderness outside the city can be a refuge where we recover our souls in the beauty of your creation. We thank you for opportunities to find ourselves in the wonders of the wilds. John's prophecy from the wilderness was from a desert of exile and great vulnerability, a place of otherness. Regardless of our privilege, each of us has known or will know the despair that comes from rejection, betrayal, trauma, addiction, or the myriad of circumstances that separate us from our vital connection to you and to others. We turn to you for your promise of comfort and for your shepherdly care. Emmanuel, come soon. We are getting ready. Holy One, we hold onto your healing love those who are sick or suffering and those who care for them. Especially we remember those who have asked us to pray for them and those who do not believe they are worthy of your mercy. We remember them in silence or aloud. Anna, Catherine, Stavros, Kate, Bonnie, Joan, Karen and Grace, Sylvia, Brian, Reed, Robert, Trevor, Marilyn, Kevin, Lupe and family, Don and Nancy, Gavin and Sherry. We pray for those whose death is near. Remember those who have died and pray for those who mourn. We know that we are like grass, yet you cherish each blade. Emmanuel, come soon. We are getting ready. Jesus, infant shepherd king, as we are getting ready for you to make your home with us and in us, you are carrying us home from our exiles. Help us clear away our obstacles and distractions, that the path may be smooth and our hope may be fulfilled. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. After his death and resurrection, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples. He said to them, "My peace I give to you, my peace I leave with you. Let us share Christ's peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
Let us pray. God, our strength, we are nothing without you. Receive all we offer you this day as you sustain us with your mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in power and great triumph to judge this world, that we, without shame or fear, may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. We give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory.
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
"Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
God of promise, you prepare a banquet for us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Lamb of God, you take. Christ has gathered us together. May your love, O Jesus Christ, be foremost in our lives.
Yeah.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Faithful God, we thank you for feeding us with this heavenly banquet. Help us always to hear the prophet's call to turn our hearts to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Be steadfast in faith, joyful in hope, and untiring in love all the days of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
My friends, go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.